The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yes, Kelly's with me and we've lots of questions to get answered. But first of all, you've got a new device.
Yeah, this is the Google TV Streamer. There's been a lot of innovation in the TV space in the last number of years. We have Sky Glass, we have Sky Stream, there's the Virgin Box. But Google and the Google Chromecast has been around for quite a few years. The Google Chromecast is still the most used tech device in my house, I would argue, but it's had a bit of a facelift, and the result of that is the TV Streamer. It's a small, quite neat box.
Looks like a spectacles case.
Exactly. It's same shape, same size. It sits very neatly under your TV. You plug it in. What's great about this is you have the option to plug in a LAN cable if you so need. So if your internet, if your Wi-Fi isn't fantastic, or which we'll talk about in a second, if you are going to utilize some of the new features, it's great to have that option. But it connects to your TV via HDMI. And from there, you're opened out to the gorgeous Android TV OS, the operating system. Some TVs that are smart TVs have dreadful, clunky, difficult to navigate, difficult to find your content interfaces. This streams it all back, strips it all back, and it pulls content from all of your services. So when you buy this, it's 120 quid. When you buy this, it'll pull content from, say, your Netflix, if you've got a Netflix account, your Disney account, and it'll pull it so that if you search for movies or family movies, it'll pull all the family movies from all the services in one clean place.
So if you say you want Liam Neeson,
it doesn't matter
whether he's on Netflix or Prime or whatever. That'll come up.
You can also download and rent movies, which I've started doing the last little while. You can rent movies from the Google Play Store through it as well, which is really, really nice. A huge plus. It is 4K, so the quality is definitely better. But a huge plus for me is that I use the Google Nest doorbell, which is the video doorbell in the Google universe. And now you can have your Google Home Hub appear on your TV.
Okay.
So everything, it's now making your smart TV fully integrated with your smart home.
So okay, so when the canvasser rings on the doorbell, you don't answer because that canvasser pops up.
Exactly it. You can know straight away. I have to say, I'm a huge fan of it. It's 120 quid. If you're not wild about your TV interface, if you like that, you know, all the content being pulled in one place, I would highly recommend it.
Now we'll fly through these questions. Can Jess recommend a wireless Bluetooth speaker for a large room?
Yes, so there's quite a few. So I would recommend, if you're an Apple household, the Apple HomePod. If you're not, I would recommend the Google Nest. The speakers on those are just incredible.
Can you ask Jess if video baby monitors that use Wi-Fi are safe? People say they're easily hacked and are not secure. Should we get one that just sends out its own signal within the home?
Yeah, this is quite a controversial one. There have been instances where devices have been compromised. They are few and far between. The reality is any device that's operating on a Wi-Fi network can be infiltrated. I think it comes down to your own peace of mind. I know that some parents absolutely swear by their video monitor and they do love it. The other thing that you can do is, and this is the third mention of Google Nest products, but there's other ones available as well. You can get the Google Nest cameras that you can use indoors or outdoors. So that could be an alternative as well.
I have an iPhone XR that's about 3 years old. The battery's not in the best of health. So my question is it possible, easy and cost effective to get the battery replaced and where? Julian.
To be honest with you, Julian, that phone is quite old. You may only have it for 3 years, but in terms of the Apple lifespan, it is quite old. And I would say they will stop doing software support for it in the next wee while. So what I would recommend you do is perhaps go to the likes of mintplus.ie or swappy.ie and see if you can get a slightly newer iPhone, because I'd say it would work out cheaper than a battery replacement for a phone that may get out of software updates in the next wee while.
Looking for a mobile on the smaller size, but with all the tech for a reasonable price for a teenager, is the CMF phone 1A a good option?
So the small, on the smaller size, the CMF phone, I'm just looking at it here, it's by Nothing. Yes, it is. It's a very good option. It has really good spec, decent camera, really good battery. So that is an option for sure. You can also look at some of the lower end Nokia phones and also the Samsung A range. They're all designed for that exact purpose.
Is there a way of getting access to one's Facebook account if the original email used no longer exists? I was denied access when I signed into it when visiting Dubai in December of 2022.
I would say not no, because usually they need to verify your identity. So unless it's associated with your phone number, like you usually have to have some form of authentication. But if you want to drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com, I will suss it out and get back to you.
I have both a mobile and a work phone, but as I work in healthcare, I can only carry one of them in the clinical environment. I pretty much everything forwarded piecemeal, but I'm having a lot of challenges getting a reliable app to forward texts. Is there an app that might handle the text element? It sounds simple, but it's very frustrating. Thanks a million from Ger.
I'd love to know if either of the phones that you have would facilitate an eSIM. And if so, it's worth getting onto your network to see if they could move one of your numbers to an eSIM. That way then you could have both phones or both numbers on the one phone. And it would mean that your texts and your calls and everything would just come to the one phone. So that would be my recommendation. Look in to see if you can get an eSIM.
Final one. I can't make or receive phone calls on my Google Pixel 2 XL phone. It's happened only in the last 3 days. I can make and receive WhatsApp calls. My phone is on Android version 11. I can't update any more than that. Do I need a new phone?
Probably, yeah. Now, the thing is, if you can make and take Wi-Fi calls, that would make me think it's something to do with the network. So it's worth getting onto your mobile network and check. Also, double check if you have Wi-Fi calling enabled. But that phone, again, unfortunately, it's great that it's still going, but it is quite old in the grand scheme of things. So get onto your network as a first port of call.
All right, Jess, thank you very much. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.